On a June morning 2 years ago, David Hannawalt was hunched over a flower bed in his backyard, loosening the soil with a hand rake. He says he caught something out of the corner of his eye moving toward him.
Well, I started to prepare myself because it seemed like a large dog that was making a beeline for me.
As if it was going to jump on you or
something?
Yeah.
And as soon as I stood up and turned, it veered off. And the way it ran, the way it moved, and its ears, I swear it was a cat.
The cat disappeared into a patch of brushy woods behind his house. Hannawalt says he became more convinced it was a cougar about a month later when his wife, T, saw a big cat with a long tail sauntering across a neighbor's blacktop driveway.
And it was just walking up like this, just walking up. And then it just went right off into those woods, casually. Wasn't in any hurry.
The creature's nonchalance is what has people in this northern Michigan neighborhood worried. Some of them have read David Barron's book, Beast in the Garden. It recounts how people have built their houses in foothills surrounding Boulder, Colorado, right into prime mountain lion country. Then they saw cougars coming into their yards, taking their dogs and cats. Eventually, a cougar killed a high school boy when he was jogging on a wooded trail outside Boulder. There are significant differences between the situations in Colorado and Michigan, but author David Barron says if people are seeing a cougar and it's not running away from them and in fact begins to approach them, then that can be a warning sign.
That's what was seen in Boulder in the years before there was a fatal attack, not too far away from Boulder. That's what was seen in Missoula, Montana, back in the late 90s before a little boy was attacked who did survive. But again, if there are multiple reports of what is clearly a cougar in one neighborhood, it's probably worth looking at.
Back in the northern Michigan subdivision, Patty Behrens lives in the house at the end of the cul-de-sac. It backs right up to a stretch of woods. She was walking up the street one early morning last August when she spied a big cat heading into her backyard. She took off running for her front door because she remembered she'd left her house cat on the back deck.
And I ran through the house and onto my deck and down the two steps and went, I can't believe I did this. It's so embarrassing, but I went, shoo, shoo.
It didn't shoo. Instead, Barron says, it turned and took two steps toward her. She took two steps back onto the porch. Barron describes the animal as enormous. She says they watched each other from a distance of 15 feet for about half a minute.
The face, when we looked at each other eye to eye, I felt like I was looking at, I knew I was looking at a lion. I knew I was looking at a lion. There was no doubt. It was very muscular. It never crouched down or anything, so I didn't feel threatened. But it stared at me, and then it turned and walked around my flower garden behind the tennis courts and kept going.
These days, Patty Behrens keeps a watchful eye out when she takes her morning walks, and she won't work in her garden in the early morning or late evening anymore. Next to her house is an open field where kids play soccer and neighbors walk their dogs, and it's where T. Hannawalt's sons fly the remote-controlled model airplanes they love to build. But she stopped letting them come out here by themselves.
Day or night. I mean, they used to run around this neighborhood and play with all the children at night, and we're not doing that anymore. I can't have that. It's too scary. In fact, I'm looking to move.
State wildlife officials won't investigate unless there's clear evidence of what could be a cougar. That means a photo, a paw print, maybe some scat or droppings from the animal. The people in this neighborhood didn't get any of that, but now they have their cell phone cameras handy. For the Environment Report, I'm Bob Allen.